You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, and I invite you to join us all on the show on Monday, where we'll be talking about Expressive Idaho. That's a new partnership between this station and the Idaho Commission on the Arts. Tune in Monday for that. Well, speaking of the arts, Homegrown Theater is a Boise-based production company with a tagline we can't say on the radio. They write their own scripts, they create their own puppets for their signature puppet shows, and they're known for their annual Horrific Puppet Affair. They could have spent much of their time, they have spent much of their time performing anywhere they could, from garages to bars. Now they've found a home, and they're premiering a new play called Sing to Me. We're pleased to be joined by Tiara Thompson. She's an actor in Sing to Me Now. And Amanda Boschnagel. She's the director of Sing to Me Now, as well as Homegrown Theater's artistic director, Chad Showett. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So how did Homegrown Theater get started? Who wants to jump on that? Chad.
Yeah, sure. Homegrown Theater got started when a few friends and myself graduated Boise State, and many theater artists who graduate Boise State are faced with an option to either move to a big city or not work professionally year round. There's a lot of professional work for young folks, but it doesn't fuel us. The opportunities aren't abundant. So we loved Boise and we wanted to stay in Boise. So we decided to start producing our own work. We also found that there was a young audience that we wanted to reach out to, audience of peers. And that's kind of how we got started.
What about the vehicle, though, of puppets, marionettes, hand and rod puppets? Why that?
Our Horrific Puppet Affair kind of started as a fluke. We were invited to open for a death metal weekend at the Red Room, Halloween weekend one year. And they're like, you can do anything. And we're like, well, why don't we do puppets? And we thought for sure we were going to get booed off stage. And lo and behold, it ended up being something that people responded really well to. And we decided to make that an annual production and add more puppets every time and explore different puppetry mediums. And it's blown up. It's way too big for us now.
So Amanda, from a death metal party to now a new home, where is it? What is it?
So right now we're at the Gem Center for the Arts, which is over in the Bench. It is this like really wonderful new space that has an art gallery and is supporting artists through studios and things. And in the basement, they have a theater that has been a lovely home. And Homegrown is the resident company right now. Mm-hmm. So they're doing their whole season there. And they've been really wonderful and kind to us and allowed us rehearsal space and time to really build a show with like all of the resources we need.
And for our out-of-region listeners, the Boise Bench is a neighborhood south of downtown here in Boise. Well, how many shows a year might you produce?
So our production year, now that we are at the Gem, we're doing four productions, which is a huge, record breaker for us. We've in the past managed around 2 to 3 productions annually, but now that we have a home, we're doing four, and we do eight performances of each of those. So a lot of evenings of theater.
Again, we're speaking with Chad Showett, Amanda Boschnagel, and Tiara Thompson, and we're talking about Sing to Me Now. Tiara, you are an actor in Sing to Me Now. What is your elevator speech on that play? What is it?
On that play? I love it. Yes. It's a great new play by a playwright named Iris Dotterman, who lives in D.C. And it was actually a play that was at Campfire Theater Festival last year, the very first Campfire Theater Festival that was started by Amanda Boschnagel, Caitlin Susan, and Dana Smith, who are also Boise State grads. So that's another great opportunity coming up in September. But it's about the Greek muse of epic poetry, essentially now in modern time, and how she's dealing with the loss of all of her other sisters. All of the other muses are dead. Mm. So it's about sisterhood, it's about family, it's about love, it's about crisis, it's about understanding ourselves, the purpose of art, and the importance of it in the world today.
So it sounds serious.
It is, but it's also funny. It's just impactful and deep and very smart. Very great play.
Amanda, you're the director. What do you hope the audience gets from it?
For me, this play is very much about how do you continue on when the world is falling apart around you? And what are the things that give you hope? And what are the things that bring you joy? And what can you find in this world that is worth it? Iris is a genius playwright, and she's done a really smart job at crafting a story that is like pulls on your heartstrings and makes you feel something and really handles this without being like fully serious. It doesn't feel heavy. It doesn't feel super weighted. It is just like this gorgeous story that sort of takes you through what it means to like be a person, kind of.
How many on stage?
We have 5 actors in the show. Tiara Thompson, Caitlin Susan, Noah Moody, Kelly Barker, and David Kepner.
So that's up next from Homegrown Theater. Let's revisit that signature performance every year, the horrific Puppet Affair. It's not for kids, right?
No. Puppetry and children is a recent trend. That's a very, American combination, but puppets are historically a very adult, medium of art.
It's interesting you say that. Did you see Hand to God, the recent production at the BCT, Boise Contemporary Theater, by Robert Askins? That was also a very adult-themed show that our George Prentice reviewed here, but dealing with puppets. Well, still, horrific. This seems to be one of your marquee events for the year. It just brings in crowds. Is that right?
It brings in, yes. It brings in insane crowds. We have to add performances every year because it's just, it's people really respond well to it. There's just nothing really else like that thing in Boise. We spend hundreds of hours building those puppets, and we work with local playwrights. Everybody contributes different pieces. We've got a really exciting group of playwrights contributing this year to this year's event. Yeah.
The thing I love about Puppet Affair is that it always surprises you. They pull so many different stories. I mean, the last one was, 15 or so different short pieces. So every piece is a different kind of puppetry, and every piece has a different writer and a different group of actors and a different group of puppeteers and a different director. So when you go to a Puppet Affair, you are constantly being thrown and shown new ways that puppets can be used, new kinds of theater, new exciting stories. And it is one of the most fun nights of the year just because there's so much happening. It's the most beautiful amount of chaos.
Beautiful chaos. We're talking about Homegrown Theater. Amanda, staying with you, the selection of the next piece, Sing to Me Now. How is selection made? You all huddle around and make those selections? It's an unusual choice.
Well, Sing to Me Now has had a little bit of history in Boise. So it started at Campfire Theater Festival. We brought it in as a reading with Iris, which I directed there. And then from there, it went to Boise Contemporary Theater for a reading, which we got a lot of the same team. Tiara's been with the play for a little while as well. And after that, Homegrown sort of saw both readings and then were kind of thinking about their next season and decided to pick it up as a full production. So the readings have been really lovely and a great way to sort of experiment with the show. But now we are getting the chance to add lights and costumes and sound and really make this a full piece that we get to share with the audience and hopefully with more audience. Just we're really, really proud of the story. And in terms of, I can't speak to why you picked it, but what draws me to this is that it feels really pertinent right now. This play has so much to do with dealing in a world that is crumbling. And I think that a lot of people feel right now that our world is kind of shifting and changing and going through maybe a bit of an identity crisis at the moment. So a play that deals with that is really important to me.
And we've been talking about Sing to Me Now. It starts August 10th, a new play from Homegrown Theater. We've been joined on the program by Chad Showett, Amanda Boschnagel, and Tiara Thompson. And thank you all for joining us out there. Our producers in here are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Program associates include Norm Gunning and Madeline Hall. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. And I'm Tom Michael. You can hear today's program and previous interviews of Idaho Matters at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.